The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about this whole grandma's house concept. A lot of people think you should never sell a family home. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody recently and she was saying, yeah, you know, I tell people, if you buy something, like, don't ever sell. Like, if your parents pass on, don't ever sell. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that information is it could be a detriment to people, because and then it plays a guilt, it plays on someone's emotions and their guilt. Mm-hmm. So grandma passes away and grandma left you a home. So you kept the property. What is the property doing for you and the family that's benefiting the property other than it being a structure and a roof over your head? If it's simply being a roof over your head and you're okay with that and you're fine with your business that you have or your employment and you're living there, great. Love it. But that's not what people are doing. People are being told don't sell grandma's house because you need to use grandma's house for legacy and for generational wealth creation, et cetera, et cetera. But these people lack the knowledge of being able to know how to do that. Then, of course, the guilt aspect of it, that grandma worked all her life and you just gonna sell grandma's house? I was telling you, right? I'm first generation Haitian American. My parents came from Haiti. My parents weren't wealthy. My parents came to this country and then they came and got the American dream and was able to buy their home. Their home that they have is their mansion. That's why houses are relative to people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a mansion. I got family members from Haiti that come over, that come here periodically, and they come to a regular house that my parents own, and their eyes are blazing that they can't believe that you live here. Right? What happens is now my parents did their job. Mm-hmm. They gave us the best opportunity that they could have. They had us in this country. We never went hungry. And my parents, that their house is ultimately our house. My parents, I would like to think they expect us to take this to the next level. I pray that my parents live another 100 years. At the end of the day, we all gonna pass away. Mom and dad pass away 100 years from now and I'm still here. That house is out of here. Me and my brothers all talked about it. That property is out of here. Because you know what I could do with that money? I'm not taking that money so I could go buy me a new Mercedes Benz. I'm not taking that money so I could splurge and post on the gram like I made some money. I'm going to take that money and level it up. Yeah. I'm going to take that money and buy me 5 more properties with that same money. You think mom and dad won't be proud of me? You think mom and dad won't be proud of me? So that's why, you know, with gentrification, what they've been doing is they've been convincing us that gentrification is a black or white thing. It's not. Gentrification is for the haves or the have-nots. That's what gentrification is. I was walking through Brooklyn, right? This neighborhood, you couldn't walk through here 20 years ago. Now you're seeing Caucasian people with their dogs in a baby carriage. Right?
Yeah.
Walking up and down, right? And then our people are being upset. And they're saying they're pushing us out. No, they're not pushing us out. The opportunity to acquire the property was given to us all. What have you done to set yourself up and prep yourself to be able to buy it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I go back for grandma's house. do something with grandma's house. If you are okay with just keeping grandma's house and just living there and maintaining the taxes and you're okay and you're satisfied and you're happy with that, good for you. But if you're talking about taking this to the next level, man, stop holding on to it for sentimental reasons, man. Stop doing that, man, and do something with it.
Yeah. 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 I love that. I love that. And it's interesting the point you made about gentrification. Like, is I agree, is the haves and the haves not, haves and the have nots. Cause it's about who owns it. Like whoever yeah. owns controls the neighborhood, yeah. whatever color you are, really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so the solution is to own more, buy more. And that may not, maybe you can't do that in Brooklyn, but you could take
do it somewhere.
You could do it somewhere. There's plenty of places in New York. If you want to be in New York or the tri-state, like you could do it somewhere, even if you can't do it where you grew up at, even if that feels terrible to you, there's somewhere you could do it.
You gotta so I think, go, that's the reason why. I got priced out of New York mm-hmm. because remember, I talk about all of the failures that I yeah. had. So by the time I started figuring things out, I got priced out.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to go elsewhere, which is why I encourage everybody. We're in America. There's a place there for you that you can invest. But you got to be willing to do the sacrifice to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Here's the most amazing thing. I'm back in New York investing now. You know what I did? I got my weight up. Got my money up. I have an opportunity. Well, I'm closing on it next week. God willing, I should be closing on it next week or the following week. But very, very soon, a property in Queens, New York. What's it called again? Not St. Albans. Queens Village.
Mm-hmm.
The property's worth $900,000. I'm getting it for $460,000. See how your eyes popped out, right?
Wow.
and I'm paying cash for it.
Wow.
Out of my own pocket. Right? Ask me 7-8 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah.
I had to humble myself and say, you know what, Welby, I can't play with these people out here. Let me go find a place so I could. I'm not coming back as heavy as I am in Connecticut because I built myself a nice portfolio out there, but I've generated enough money that I could come back. Not only am I going to be closing on that one, I just got presented with the same attorney, another property in St. Albans, Queens. Numbers are about the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. Sometimes you have to retreat
yeah.
to fight another day. So that's what I did.
I love that. Are those going to be flips?
Oh, those are going to be definitely flips. I'm yeah. definitely flipping. And then guess what? Here's the beautiful thing about having options. If I decide to take on the project and renovate it, which will cost me, let's say, $120,000 tops, I'll sell it for $875, $900, probably more because the rates are coming down. That's why I told you.
Yeah.
Look at how this conversation comes back full circle.
Yep.
Because the interest rates are dropping now. People are pent up.
Yep.
So that property is going to sell very easy. So I got two options. Either I'm going to fully renovate it, which so then that means I'll be into it for, let's say, 5.5, not even that much. And I'll sell it for $9,875 and clear almost $3,000. Right?
Yeah.
Or I could say F it. I got it for $460. I'm gonna do a handyman special. I'm putting it on the market for $675. Somebody gonna take it off my hands anyways, and I'm gonna clear $180,000 to $200,000. I already got it in my mind what I'm gonna do with the money.
Yeah.
I already know. I'm not gonna go run and go. I got plenty of cars. I've done plenty of trips. Oh, yo, you know what? This $180,000 to $200,000 I'm gonna have. I gotta try and buy me 2 or 3 rental properties. And I'm gonna follow the process of what I've done. Over and over and over again with the rentals that I own. And I'll be able to generate that monies for the rest of my life off of that from that 180.
Man, I love it. I love it, man. I think the best thing about this interview is just one, the consistency, the tenacity, but just sticking to your principles that you've developed over the years. And, you know, a lot of people get shiny object syndrome. They think like you said, there's so many great strategies, but you're sticking to what is working for you. And I think people will get a lot further if they found their lane and just, if it's working, continue to work it and not get pulled and distracted by all these different strategies. So
I just wish people would understand that real estate investing is not rocket science, but it's not as easy as people would like to lead you to believe.
Yeah.
There's a lot more dark days than bright lights.
Yeah.
It's just the truth. The majority of the properties that you're going to go for, the majority of the properties you're going to put offers on, you are not going to get them. That's just the fact of the business. You decide to be a landlord. You are going to have tenants that are not going to pay you rent or they're going to mess up your property. That's just the nature of the business. The reward is the follow through. The reward is sticking to it. The reward is the lifestyle, which is a reward for the work that you've done. It's worth it. That's why I want to stress with people. It's worth it. So, you know the funny thing that I get? I got that video that had went viral. It's starting to pick up again where I had that tenant that didn't pay me rent for 2 years. It's starting to pick up back up again. And it kills me the comments that people make. And the majority of those people that make the comments own no real estate.
That's usually how it goes.
Right? And then they'll make comments of, hey, champ, you need to think about getting into another business because you had a tenant living in your house for 2 years. Everybody, that's the nature of the business. What you should be asking me is, how the hell you survive that? That's what you should be asking me. Not only I survived it, I thrived through it, in it, after it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Mother's Day is almost here. And you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.